This recruit had been waiting for instructions for 6 months and was then suddenly contacted just days before the games.
It's incredibly disorganized. Nobody seems to know what's going on, where we're going, what we're supposed to do.
Your guys are going to be doing security at the world's premier sporting event. Do you feel adequately prepared?
I really don't think so. It would depend on the role, but considering even now, the night before, I've got no idea what I'm doing, I think it's case of just turning up and finding out on the day, which still I should be prepared beforehand.
G4S first sent him on a course to get a government-regulated door guarding qualification, the SIA, or Security Industry Association badge. The second stage of training is role-specific for what you'll actually do. He was trained as a perimeter guard. Despite that, the morning after we met, he told us he was sent to assist at an X-ray machine at a venue entry gate. In a statement to us, G4S said things like this hadn't happened, that specific training was given in all cases.
25th of July, 2012. Myself and my colleagues have had to explain to the G4S staff the correct way to search people and vehicles entering the site.
These are the voices of concerned police officers. We'll hear from them throughout the programme. Even though the security breaches they raise have now been cleared up, their accounts show what a close-run thing this has been. Their words are spoken by actors.
At some checkpoints, no more than a cursory wave of a hand metal detector was being made, and people setting off the alarms that walked through arches were not being challenged. I was surprised to see that delivery lorries arriving were just being checked to make sure they had a delivery note for the location before being allowed into the secured areas. I appreciate that once unloaded, the individual parcels delivered were being scanned, but at no point were the vehicle cabs, or more importantly, the cargo areas, being checked before the vehicles were passing through the gates.
I was one of the officers that was required back to fill the Olympic operation on 26th of July. The external post that I was asked to cover was the X-ray area. I mean, within minutes of being there, members of G4S security were turning up for work, entering the tent, and just being allowed to walk straight through the detection arches where they were met by the search team. They were even carrying bags with them, which weren't being checked or opened. People being allowed through the venue, having not been searched, even when they took the detection arch alarms off. Having witnessed this debacle, I asked to speak to the person in charge of the G4S side of the operation. He went on to inform me that none of them had received a lot of training into the searching side of things and the procedures that were in place. He was unaware that everybody that was entering the tent needed checking with the electronic wand for security reasons. Rightly or wrongly, I spent the next 25 minutes showing all the security staff at this point the art of searching. All of them stated that I'd taught them more in 25 minutes than they'd learned on their initial input during the training.
G4S say they can't respond to the individual points these officers make, but say that many allegations against their staff have turned out to be untrue and fabricated.